From NPR Music, you're connected to The Flip Side from All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The news about Jack White recently has been all about the breakup of the White Stripes. But Jack White's life hasn't been about the White Stripes for a long time now. These days, Jack White lives in Nashville. He spends much of his time on Third Man Records. That's his record store and his label. He's also getting a shop together to do upholstery work again, something he did a long time ago in Detroit when he had a company called Third Man Upholstery. Today, we begin a series of conversations with Jack White called The Flip Side, and it's all about the side of an artist you don't know much about. For example, did you know Jack White loved the sound of auctioneers?
Let's do automobile now.
All right, automobiles. All right, here we're going. What would I? Rolls Royce, driven by a Sunday school teacher driving a Rolls Royce. How much here? And what would I pay on it? I would get 100,000. I would give 100 now. 110, 110, 120, 120, 20 now. 30. I get 125. Would I get now 130? 135,000. 130,000 now. 5. Would I get 135? I would get 135. I would get 135.
It's hard to turn this down, but Jack White, tell us about Jerry King.
Oh, Jerry King is he's incredible. He's one of the best auctioneers in the world, and his son had bumped into the engineer at my studio, and one thing led to another, and he just mentioned him while we were recording something else. I said, oh, that would be incredible. I would love to talk to him and maybe do an interview and see if we could show people how auctioneers do what they do, because it's such a bizarre language, such a bizarre way to communicate. You know, human beings, some people are standing there silent in a crowd, and in front of them is someone talking 1,000 miles an hour. It's just something that we could talk a lot about. And Jerry was really into it. He came out from Carolina to Nashville. You know, we started talking, and in the first 10 minutes, I had to say, hey, man, stop, hold on, let's turn the microphone on. Let's get in the other room and turn the microphone on.
Is there something in your past that attracts you to auctioneers? For example, I used to listen to shortwave radio as a kid, and so I have lots of attraction to staticky sounds and things like that. Anything?
I'm very interested in anybody communicating in something in an unusual way with another person, because you'd almost, if say you could rewind the clock and say, well, how in the future, you know, there's going to be this scenario where one human being sells something to another human being. Now, how would we want them to talk to each other? You can't predict that stuff. That stuff just right. happens on its own, and to explore it and talk about it. You never can really find the answer of why an auctioneer really talks this way. It's just incredibly beautiful.
Excuse me, my car horn just went off. he's very musical. Is that part of the attraction?
Yeah, he actually came in thinking that maybe we would record the famous song, The Auctioneer. I don't know if you know that old country song. And he knows how to play that. He's a guitar player and play it too. And I think he was thinking that we would do something more along those lines. And I said, it might be better if we just did a record with you talking and teaching people how to auction. And I mean, we can play music all the time, but what's incredible and special about what you do is that you can tell us how it's done. This green series we have at Third Man Records, I wanted to be able to talk to people who have trade jobs and make records with them. I want to do more records with, you know, carpenters, electricians, people who specialize in, and maybe even more bizarre trades that are off the beaten path. And an auctioneer is such a uniquely American thing, I keep thinking in my head. I mean, perhaps it's not as American as I think, but it feels so Southern. It feels so American, like hundreds of years of American tradition is involved in it. And I'd like to actually learn more about the way things are auctioned in other countries.
This morning when I listened to The Auctioneer, can I just do something? This might be a little, but this has to do with the musicality of Jerry King, just for a minute. I put on Jerry King, and the first thing I thought of, we had just done this 90s show on All Songs Considered, of which I played this Pakistani Qawwali singer, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. I don't know if you know his music.
I've heard that name, yeah.
So I've got this little, I'm a musician too, I have this little box I use now and again. It's an electronic tambura.
Tobacco sales on the pound that it's being called.
I'm going to just turn this on.
$1, $2, $3, $4, $5, $6, $6, sold to American. All right. $1, $2, $3, $4,
$5, $6, $7, $8,
$9, $10, $11, $12, $13, $14, $15, $16, $17, $18, $19, $20, $21, $22, $23, $24, $25, $26, $27, $28, $29, $30, $31, $32, $33, $34, $35, $36, $37, $38, $39, $40, $41, $42, $43, $44, $45, $46, $47, $48, $49, $50, $51, $52, $53, $54, $55, $56, $57, $58, $59, $60, $61, $62, $63, $64, $65, $66, $67, $68, $69, $70, $71, $72, $73, $74, $75, $76, $77, $78, $79, $80, $81, $82, $83, $84, $85, $86, $87, $88, $89, $90, $91, $92, $93, $94, $95, $96, $97, $98, $99, $100, $101, $102, $103, $104, $105, $106, $107, $108, $109, $110, $111, $112, $113, $114, $115, $116, $117, $118, $119, $120, $121, $122, $123, $124, $125, $126, $127, $128, $129, $130, $131, $132, $133, $134, $135, $136, $137, $138,
We're going to do that for our Indian and Pakistani release of the record. We'll do a remix.
Let me know if you need any help.
That's a great idea. I love that. And you brought up a good point, because I asked him if he stays in the same note, and he thought he did, and then he goes down a half step sometimes to control the crowd, to control the sail. He'll sometimes take it down a half step, and then when it gets exciting again, he goes back up to the original key.
That's so cool.
So,
and there was something he said, because the B-side, as you say, are interviews, and you're conducting an interview. This is very John and Alan Lomax, like the field recordists from 30s, 40s, and more. And you pulled something out of him that I'd never, ever thought about in auctioneering. So he said, it's like you are having a two-person conversation, but you're one person doing it.
That's right. The auctioneer is talking for both people. And that's the big revelation about, that's what they're doing. They're just doing it very fast, you know, so you kind of miss on that. He's speaking for you, because the people in the crowd don't have a voice. So that's what really makes it compelling.
Jack White talking about auctioneering and the sounds of Jerry King. You can find Jerry King's 45 or digital download on Third Man Records. Our conversation with Jack White continues next week. On the flip side, we talk about accents.
I don't like my accent. I used to think that some of the things I said would offend people, but if I had said it in a French accent or Italian accent, that I would have got away with it.